Well, the venue for the cross country and indeed the athletics this weekend was in far, far, far away Tramore, down in County Waterford. Indeed, not only was it a challenge in terms of the athletics on the Tramore race course, but it was a challenge in terms of travel and those people who really are into the sport and want it to be successful and so on. And that was very, very clear as the day really developed. And you know, Finn Valley will be coming up that road tonight and they'll be really, really happy because they went down, they produced every athlete that was in training and they came back with 14 medals and a big, big, big individual victory for Sean McGinley in the novice men. It's been quite a while since a Finn Valley athlete has won the National Novice. Indeed, a Donegal athlete has won the National Novice. It goes back to 2002, I think. Joe Byrne down in Delgan Park outside of Mullingar, winning on that occasion, leading a Finn Valley team as it was at that time to win it. But I mean, Sean McGinley, Sean, of course, a student at DCU, out from Grinswally, runs out of Finn Valley's, coached by John Rogan. And, you know, he didn't have a great run in the National Senior. It was his first race back after a long, long, long period of injury, and he would have been disappointed, and I stated that at the time, but he's bounced back in a big, big way, delighted with himself today, and he's the new National Men's Novice Champion coming out of Waterford this afternoon. A young fella from Riachtin, County Kerry, was second, but Sean had quite a lot to spare. And the individual front, I'll stick with that first of all. Then the other big story was, of course, Keelan McFadden, as it has been so many times, and I keep repeating myself, of course, but Keelan winning the under-19 boys, bouncing back from that national seat, junior as it was in his case, under-18 and junior in Irvinstown a few weeks ago. It seems only a few days ago now, but he easily dominated the under-19 today. And, you know, thinking about him and thinking and studying him and studying his career since he was a young boy at national school, you know, I think the fact that his focus, his year on year, you know, ability to turn up to win national titles, to be in the frame each and every occasion is exemplary in so many ways, not just athletically, but mentally and in every respect. And big tribute to him, to his coach Eamon Giles, and to the Cranford Athletic Club. He's the leading light out of that club and has been for a number of years. And a club, of course, with a great tradition. But Keelan McFadden, the under-19 champion, and he can be very, very happy with his performance today. And he no doubt will now reflect and get his head together for the indoor season after Christmas. So that was Keelan. And then the other big individual performance today came out of Oran McBrearty from Finn Valley. He finished second in the under-17 boys behind young Michael Wayne from Enniskillen. That was the case in the Ulster Championships at Finn Valley a few months ago now. Enniskillen by beating Oran, and it was the same story today, but at national level. And you know, Oran bounced back from a poor under-18 race in Irvinstown, so that's always a good challenge, and he stood up to that challenge and he went after it today. So second silver medal national championship for him under 17. What else did we have? Well, we had on that under 19 story was a good one to start with in the underage sector, because Finn Valley were in the team medals there with Kieran McCarr, with Larkin Byrne, with Pat Parrick, Corey and Parrick O'McDermott. So, you know, to get a medals in under-19 is significant. And I keep saying that, you know, 17, 18, 19 and the underage categories, that's where you want to be getting the medals. That's where the future is. Those are the boys that have hung in there, or the girls in some cases. And today, those guys led by Kieran McCarr brought Finn Valley into the medals again. And that, in effect, brought Donegal into the medals, because Keelan, of course, as I mentioned, he was on that Donegal team, the leading Donegal athlete, the four guys that I've mentioned, and Philip McGee from Letterkenny was finished fifth, actually. And Philip has had a great season. He's turned up on each and every occasion. He's been competitive on each and every occasion, and we've got to keep an eye on him, because he does produce solid performances, and he is a bit, you know, overshadowed, of course, by Keelan, but they're two fine athletes, and the young Letterkenny man McGee was the second Donegal man home today, and Donegal were second team behind Dublin, so medals there as well for the Donegal lads. The day started very, very strongly, of course, with the under 11 girls in Finn Valley. Yes, they were in the medals again there. Ennis actually won the team there. My Valley from Mayo were second, but Valley were in the medals and bronze medals for them. And that scoring team was Caitlin Gillespie, Sarka Cunningham, Erin Moy, and from Ahayarn, Keelan McGlinchey. But the best only goal athlete in the race was Eve McGillowan from Letterkenny, but no luck for Donegal. She was on the Donegal team. That was her hope of a medal. It didn't happen for her, but you know, well done to her, and well done to young Eve for and her support team for making the journey and stepping up and being on the line, because indeed there were some Donegal athletes who did not travel today, and that would be disappointing. But that wasn't the case with the Valley. And then we had the under 15 girls. Yes, Valley were in the medals again. They won the national under 14 a few weeks back. Well, they're in the medals in this case under 15 today. Darcy Clark, Andrea Reid, Amy McIlcar and Shirley Gilligan, the scoring team. So they did the business there, so well done to them. And then we move on down the case to the under 11 boys. And back maybe now, it seems it's a long time ago, but maybe 3 months ago when the school's athletics cross country started, with that open meet at Finn Valley that's held every year for the Donegal schools, a young lad called Zach McKinley from Newton Cunningham stepped up, really impressed, out of the blue, really went to the front, battered it out. And I still can see him with a Donegal GAA jersey on him, and he just pushed to the front and he won it. Well, Finn Valley were on the case, and they signed him, and they have a team to put along with him, and that team was also in the medals today. So Zach McKinley, an excellent, excellent run for the young Newton Cunningham boy, who's a school down there in the primary school in Newton Cunningham. He finished second in the race, led a Finn Valley team to medals, and on that team was Shane McHugh from Convoy, Derek Hoyt from Drumkeenan, and William McGlinchey from Stranorner. So well done to them. Cronin's, Castlegar, Finn Valley were the three scoring teams there. So as I outlined, under 15, under 11 boys and girls, under 19 boys, all team medals for the Valley there, and the big result and the gold medal performances, the big one came from Sean McGinley, and I emphasise the fact that only Joe Byrne, back in 2002, I have a vivid memory of a Finn Valley team winning in Dalgan Park on that occasion, and Joe leading and winning on that occasion. So well done to him. Indeed, Valley did win it again, but not individually. So well done to all of them. The only other woman, in fact, you know, when you talk historically about this novice, the only other Donegal woman or Dunn Valley woman that has ever won the women's novice was Eta Boyle, who is of course an aunt of Amy Green's. She won it, and if my memory is correct, that was in Waterford as well, a long, long, long time ago. So well done to her. I just bringing it back to my memory, and of course Amy Green, and indeed Anne Marie Larkin goes in the Anne Marie McGlynnagh, she is now, they go in the European Championships next weekend in faraway Turkey. So we wish them the very, very best of luck. Big day for Sean McGinley, another big day for Keelan McFadden, and continue to keep an eye on Oran McBrearty, and way down in the lower youngsters, Ryan McKinley. He's one for the future.